Bet Mechodesh, Beshus Harav. So today's Aliyah, is Revi, fourth Aliyah. And basically what happens, very simple summary, it's the halachos of the Korban Shlamim. So it goes through Korban Shlamim. If you bring it from Bakar, you could bring it from cattle, you could bring it from Tzon, you could bring it from A's, right, from sheep, from goats. And that's really what's going on here. Famously, the idea of the name Shlamim comes from a lashon of Shlemus or Shalom, right? That this is a unique karban in that three different parties get to benefit from the karban, get to eat from the karban. The mizbeach kaviyachol gets to benefit because part of it gets burnt, part of it goes to the kohanim, part of it goes to the balam, the person who brought the karban. And this is a unique quality of the karban shlamim, unlike the chatas and ashram, where usually the kohanim are the ones eating it, the baal, the person who brings it, is not. It's not like the karban ola that's completely burnt up, except for, you know, none of the meat is eaten by the kohanim or the karban ola, but this is unique to the shlamim. Just something. It might just be more of a question than a vort or a pshat. But usually the shlamim is referred to as a zevach shlamim, a shlamim offering or slaughtering of a shlamim. But the translation in Unkelus is nichsas kudshaya. Nichsas kudshaya, which seemingly means a nichsas is a lashon of shchita. It's a slaughtering, a whole slaughtering of kudshaya, of holiness, meaning. It seems to translate shlamim as kudshaya. So I know our art school just put out an Unkelus Chumash. I don't know if they got it to Vayikra yet. If they did and someone has it, you could say if art school mentions why this lashon is used for the zevach shlamim, the nichsas kudshaya. You could suggest it's just a warning to somebody who would lest they take the shlamim not seriously, not treat it like kodesh, because, oh, this karban, It's not being, you know, completely burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not like a carbon ola. This carbon, it's not only eaten by the Kohanim, like a Chatas. No, so it's not such a big deal. It's not Kodesh, but it could be, it's a warning. No. Yeah. This is Nichsas Kudshaya. It's important that you be aware that this is holy, and it's especially a message to the Baalim, to the owners, the simple Jew bringing the carbon to treat it like Kodesh. It could be, though, something more inherent is in the shlamim is this kudshaya, there's some sort of kedusha that is generated from the shlemus, despite the fact that, you know, it's not completely being burnt on the mizbeach, or it's not being eaten only by the kohanim in the mizbeach, but you should realize that there's a great holiness in that, and there's a great shlemus in that. That the shlemus of the shlamim is the fact that there is this equilibrium, there's a balance through all parties bringing it, that a person is able, that a simple person, not just a kohen, but a simple person can elevate the physical world himself by actually eating and consuming this karban done in the right way within the halachas of karbanos, that this is actually perhaps even the truest form of kedusha, and it could be that is a message in the shlamim. Shukrach.